Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now, back to the bonfire with Big Jay Oakerson and Dan Soder.
You're a little Daft Punk, dude. Who's picking all the tracks? That's right, it's the summer solstice. And it's also DJ Lewitsky's birthday. You're a real DJ Lewitsky. A Lewitsky. Hit it. Get that Amber Rain fucking scream on.
I can't get back to it ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tighten up.
You need the lead in saying tighten up. That's your Manchurian candidate launch point. That's your phrase that I need to say to activate you. Tighten up. Jason. Welcome back to the Bonfire Series XM Faction Talk 103. I'm Dan Soder. That's Big Jay Oakerson.
DJ Birthday Lou.
Jacob slicing up donuts. Jacob got some sweets for Lou, and Lou.
He poo-pooed it. What's wrong?
No, I didn't. I just.
Are you mad you didn't get to work on Juneteenth?
No.
I wasn't a slave.
I observed it.
I want to work.
Why can't I come to work?
I took a knee.
Jacob,
what are you? You slicing up some donuts? Yeah. Do you get a little sample plate?
Jacob, talk to me a little bit. What's going on with these donuts?
Jacob, come on, dude. You're the cooking expert. What are you doing? You think if Nikki Dinky wasn't here, she wouldn't be upset that you're not explaining what you're doing?
You think perhaps there's a. You making a little tasting plate?
I love Nikki Dinky.
I like that.
You're sweet.
It's a place called Dough, and they make.
D-O-U-G-H, right by the studios, right on 40, what is it, on 50th or on
49th?
48th. Interesting consistency. Did you love it, Christine?
Yeah, I really like this place. I've had them before. There's a location downtown.
Of course you
can. Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Of course you have. Since you've been
there, can I give you these hands? Can I ask you a question? Do they have jelly-filled donuts?
I'm not sure.
Jacob, do they have jelly-filled donuts?
Christine, call them. Is the number on the back of your punch card?
Shut up, Jay.
Fuck you.
Whoa.
My favorite place is Donut Pub anyway.
Donut Pub fucking rules. Bobby took me there.
I've never been there. You guys are both trash shit.
And Donut Planet?
I don't know Donut Planet.
Donuts are for birthdays only, you pieces of garbage.
They're for people that care about self-care.
Yeah, Jacob, get in there. Are these Cronuts?
Do you remember that? Remember when everyone lost their shit? Dude, when we got a Krispy Kreme in Aurora, you would think the fucking Pope was in town.
I can't believe people jump in lines for all that dumb shit. Chick-fil-A.
They would like wait. My senior year of high school is when we got a Krispy Kreme and everyone was fucking shitting blood.
A new Dairy Queen.
All right. Now hold on a second. Goddamn, stupid. It's Blizzard Month. What's the Blizzard
it's
of the Month?
It's S9 to wait in line for 3 hours for Dairy Queen.
We got a Myrtle stayed in Boston with Katie's parents. So we flew back to Boston and drove down. I was sick as fuck. But the only thing I wanted to do was take the rental car to Dairy Queen. Sunday night before I returned it at Newark Airport to get blizzards, and I just fell asleep because of the jet lag and I was sick, so I didn't get to. I was so excited to get a Dairy Queen blizzard. Yeah. Oh fuck, whenever we have a rental car, Katie and I is fat out. We're like, let's go find a Dairy Queen, just eat it in the fucking car. What'd you think? A little sample?
Another whack.
Jacob, what are you doing? You're feeding everyone. Now, not
Jacob, remember you yell at all of us?
Remember how you fucking get mad at? I'm not touching that because I know the people hate when I eat, and I love to eat, and I don't love just to take little bites.
Don't know if everybody's dripping London.
I really hate that I just did that because it's my worst.
Yeah, you did the thing that you hate the most that we do.
Jacob, your thoughts?
We'll tweet it out at the Bonfire SXM. I will say overall, the trip to London was a bummer, but the shows were great. Bunch of campers.
Why did Chelsea lose?
Yeah.
Trying to think of London ship.
You nailed it. It was.
Did you get boxed by a black guy with dreadlocks?
The shows that out of the six, I got to do four. A bunch of campers were out there. Got to have dinner with a camper, Langdon. That was fun in Chinatown. Hang out with some comics that were local. Was the temperature all the way down?
Why am I wearing a sleeveless shirt and I'm baking to death? Because Jacob put it on Jacob thing. That's why I always make everybody eat, because he knows the food's going spoiled because there's a fucking sauna in here, you lunatic. My goddamn, why is my screen fogging up? So humid in here. What's wrong with you? Why would you do that to Lou on his birthday? What? I fixed it. Jacob, don't touch it! Jacob!
He's pushing it up.
Jacob, tighten up, dude. Tighten up.
Tighten up. You got Jay going feral. He turned it up, dude. He turned it back up.
Did you turn it back up?
I turned it up a quarter.
Why?
Which is where I always have it, and you like it that way. You've never complained.
I bury it the second I walk in here.
By the way, this is the first time I've turned it up a little. Normally, I make it cooler.
Well, stop warming your blood up in fucking Florida so much. No one knows how to react to your temperatures when you come back.
Yeah, you came back with Florida blood.
You're all over the place. You think it's cold always now, like an old Florida Jew.
It's so nice and warm down there.
Yeah, you just lay on a rock.
Did you think it was warm in here, DJ Lou?
I like it now. Whatever you did is good.
But before I did that.
But as the birthday boy.
Yeah, I was starting to perspire a little.
Real nice, dude.
I'll just be cold, okay?
It was cranked up.
No, that wasn't me then.
I never turn it all the way up. Black Lou's face says, "What you talking about, Willis?"
I never turn it all the way up because I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. I just don't like it all the way freezing, which you're okay with.
Shirt. It was hot.
You're
That's
okay
crazy.
With me freezing. I get it. I'm not okay with you being too hot.
You have so many layers on. You're wearing Under Armour.
It's cold in here.
Yeah, you can't bundle up and make it hot.
I thought you had a studio blanket now. Your black serious blanket.
It is
your studio blanket.
Yeah, dude, go get it.
Where's your blankie?
I was told not. It didn't look cool.
No. Why? You can't just. You don't think it's cool to sit there swaddled in a room full of men?
Dude, you know who else has a blanket that my friend told me a story? My friend used to work with P. Diddy, and she said that P. Diddy.
Had
a comforter wrapped around him in the middle of a meeting and he fell asleep.
Really? Is that true? You're not at all in a blankie?
It was when she worked at Diageo and he was like pitching something for Ciroc for a new flavor. And he told one of his guys, he's like, I need a blanket. And they brought a comforter in and they wrapped him up and he fell asleep because he was so cozy wozy.
Play.
He goes, dreams can't stop. Won't stop.
9-5.
Take that. Yeah, dude, do that. You need a studio blanket.
Yeah, we'll get you a studio blanket.
You could become a big scarf guy, and those kind of double as blankets.
Damn.
I have that too, Christine.
I can get you pocket warmers. Yeah. You could hold them.
I have that in my office.
I could get a pouch, and you could be my Joey.
I bought foot warmers and hand warmers that I have upstairs.
You do know that's a real over.
In June?
That's crazy to have those.
Pride month, nonetheless?
No, there's times in the studio I've gotten such a bad headache from how cold you like it.
What? You've almost killed
headache.
Damn, dude, you're Antarctica-ing.
But you realize that that's crazy on your end to have that much of a reaction to it.
I'm the only one that's saying something. Lou is just as cold as I am.
Which Lou?
Him mostly, but
him?
Lou.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Because both of you.
One of those people? Wow, dude.
Wow.
That watermelon's really good.
Oh.
Wow, Jacob.
You guys leave at the end of the show, the first thing is fucking freezing, man. I'm fucking freezing in here.
Damn, dude, you got him.
Not me,
though. You got Jacob like Nicholson in The Shining.
Diming everybody out?
No, just at the end.
So when I leave, everyone's pissed that I keep it cool. Sorry, I care about the equipment and the quality of a show.
Jay, I don't mind wearing a thermal in 95-degree weather just to come to work. It doesn't bother me at all.
Doesn't even bother him.
So I'm not sure what Jacob's talking about.
It felt like sarcasm. I don't like that at all.
No, dude, they love wearing their winter wear in June.
It finally comes out.
I feel like I always have to have a sweater in New York in the summer because it's always freezing whenever you go inside.
And you know, yeah, goddamn right it is because our air conditioning is fucking proper over here.
Thank you, Dan. What's happening in this room? Is this what this crap? This group
falling apart?
I like
it. You just need to bring a sweater.
You don't like shit. Christine last night, by the way, cranked our air down to 60 degrees. I keep it at 67.
60 degrees? What the fuck? Are you freezing meat?
It was 67, and it just like
you guys are
hot.
Really overreacting to 60s degree weather.
70 is crazy.
I don't think our unit's big enough for.
You think it's crazy cold? 70?
It's pretty chilly.
70?
That's just.
I gotta wear socks.
I don't know what the hell's being said.
My dad keeps his at like 74. That's what we call it.
74, 72 is okay. 68 in
my
a hotel.
Father-in-law in Florida used to keep it at like 81.
That's
what's wrong with you?
That's
crazy.
Nuts.
My parents keep it too fucking hot there.
Where do they keep it?
My dad
115.
76.
What's too hot for you, Jacob?
76.
That's too hot for you.
Yeah,
Jacob,
of
Jacob's
course.
A particular animal.
What is your degree?
What is this?
What are your degrees of comfort? We should just keep a thermometer on you.
Now that Dan's turning on you also, you're getting all upset.
Not my turn. I was asking how cool he keeps it in the studio. Don't do this. Don't do your Jacob
games. He mocked you for saying 70. You understand you're the only one that likes it this cold.
No.
70's perfect, though. My feetsies get a little cold.
It's not. It was not just 70 in here now. It was warm.
Oh, I don't even know. I was fine. Whatever it was.
Maybe I'm getting nervous sexual tension between me and DJ Lou. His birthday, I thought this was going to be the big day.
Oh, you guys were going to be like, I'm going to unlock you. sensual donut.
Lou, you haven't opened your present yet.
Oh, God. I got
I'm
you.
I'm going to do it later.
I got you a little rabbit that I can control.
Hey, Lou, open your prize.
Hey, open your prize.
Lou, open your prize, Lou.
It's a remote control dildo.
Hey, open your prize.
I can vibrate.
Look at that. It's vibrating underwear. I can control from my place. I'm going to make you shoot goo all over your studios.
Lou, you're gonna
open
get a
your prize.
You're going to give me a little hanky-panky later?
Damn, dude.
Damn.
I don't think so, Jacob.
Did you give Lou his shorts?
Not yet.
Get his birthday gift, dude. Give him that birthday gift.
Time for the birthday gift,
sounds
I think.
Good.
Yeah, we're more than halfway through the show.
Yeah. Plus, if you can give anybody more clothes, apparently I'm freezing everybody out.
All right, here.
Hey, I'm with you.
Meanwhile, Dan leaves the country. That's where his voice goes. Not because of the chilly studio I put him into.
I like a chilly, Che.
Yeah, because it keeps me on ice.
You don't mean that.
I do. It gets so warm in here so quickly.
Yeah.
Oh. Mr. Ass-Kisser, now that we're on the air.
Wait, do we want to announce what gift he's opening?
Do you guys completely, I don't know what it is, just see, I want to see it first. We'll describe it when he opens it up. I didn't realize everybody, as soon as I leave, just shit talks me and my love of air conditioning.
I love air conditioning.
Sorry,
I said?
I respect black people's accomplishments of coming up with air conditioning.
What have I said?
I'm sorry a white man didn't fucking make these.
Brendan from BGF Designs taking care of, got loose some booty
hell,
shorts, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Oh.
Thick boy.
Oh, man. You got a juicy booty in there.
Turn
dude.
Your mic on so everybody can hear you about your shorts.
Yeah, I don't like them.
What? You don't say that about a gift, dude.
Plus, I mean, they don't even fit. So,
Are you ripping off Brendan Schaub with that name?
No, they spell different.
Yeah.
Black Lou can cover you while you go try him on the bathroom really quick.
Are you ripping off Tom Segura? You're ripping
like
off one of them.
You're making them for an actual thick boy. You need them to be bigger to fit a larger.
No, 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 no. No, they're supposed to be skin tight.
Yeah, yeah, what I want. And also, we all want to see that scene where you put your butt into the jeans, where you pull them up over and it just.
I want to see that so bad.
Well, yeah, I got.
You can go change them real quick?
We want to see you wrap that peach, dude.
Lou, put your booty shorts on.
Jacob, go call Bruce and Big Chris and go fuck them in the assholes.
But they know you.
Yeah, what?
I don't
Is
know
Is that the NASCAR channel?
Yeah, dude. He's going to have to start the thing by saying, like, you remember Lou, the one that got away?
You know the one with the apple bottom jeans?
Oh, I
you remember that? Remember that? And they go, oh, I remember. Chris, he's talking about the Badonkadonk from a couple months back.
Do you remember Boulder Booty?
The guy who played us Grease Tunes to get us ready.
Do you remember the guy that his music selection was gayer than the two of us on Fire Island?
Remember we were like, put on some Daughtry, and he was like, more musical theater.
Yeah. He goes, you haven't came until you've came to
Original
Travolta.
Broadway production. Lou, you got to get those on now.
Not even in private. I don't know.
Flip them over your jeans, private. Then. Put them over your...
Speaking of those two gay fellows who accosted me...
They hit you up?
I ran into one of them. I ran into the little one, Bruce.
Oh, you ran into him.
Is that
where? At a rest stop? Where'd you run into him?
I tapped my foot 3 times at a Burger King bathroom, and I recognize that wang anywhere. It came into the hole.
Turns out a genie appeared that was 3 lines.
Hello.
Hello, Aladdin.
Do you want to hear about it?
Yes. Yeah.
So I ran into him at the bar, and this was like towards the end of the night, so I was kind of busted up. So I go,
he's like, I've got him on the ropes again.
Hey, you ready to cash in that rain check?
Turns out the sun shines on a dog's ass twice a day.
So I said, you look really familiar. Because I didn't recognize him.
He goes,
it's Bruce. And I go, oh, yeah. And then he gave me a face like I should know who he was.
He went,
yeah. Yeah. So I guess you go back and watch a lot of guys whack off. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Like we have some kind of history that I should remember.
He went, it's Bruce, you did the thing.
Remember, you watched me whack off to completion and then left and then told everybody that you left before I finished?
You made me make you a cum omelet.
It's me, dude. It's Bruce.
Cum omelet. I flipped it.
Remember? Yogurt on your back?
Come on.
Bruce.
This fucking guy.
Come on, dude.
What's the drink rotted your brain?
We rimmed each other out.
Oh, my God. Remember this? I've never done this.
Yeah. Remember I told you it would hurt less if you shaved back there?
Yeah.
You don't remember this?
Oh, my God. I said it's just a snag. Don't worry.
Remember? I know. You don't remember me. I'm Bruce. I remember you. You're bi-versatile DJ Lou.
I'm sorry. You saved me in your phone as the Popper King?
So he walked off pissed?
Yeah. He was confused that I didn't remember him.
I bet.
Dude, yeah.
He's like, how many times has this guy gotten whacked off in front of after a long night of wooing two gay guys?
Honey, how are you alive the way you get lured?
I'll never forget that night, and I wasn't there.
Yeah. Jacob, your microphone just broke down. What a shame on my birthday.
Oh, no.
Like I tell my girlfriend, I'm not gay, motherfucker.
You shouldn't have to say that a lot to your girlfriend.
How's that not
you
a
shouldn't
drop?
Have had to say it enough times to have to yell it at other people.
I want that drop so bad.
I'm not gay!
As I say to my girlfriend all the time, I am not a gay man!
As I say every night, half hour after I get home from quote-unquote work, I'm not gay!
when 50 to 75 minutes of my schedule are inevitably blotted out...
You think tuna casserole ingredients by themselves, baby?
I gotta get that from scratch.
I'm just easily tricked. I don't want to hear any more about it.
No, we know, dude. We've seen you.
Yeah, it's ready to shut up and fuck.
From Bunny.
Stop
and...
talking. Let's get the fucking.
Carla thought that Jay was gay.
Yeah, for Dave specifically.
What?
She looked it up.
What?
Yeah, when I.
She thought Dave was just like your slam piece.
I don't even know what it was, but like, just like her computer came on.
Yeah.
And the thing that was on it, like up on the screen, was what to do if your husband's gay. And she was, and I could see, by the way, as I was reading the checklist, I'm like, she has a great argument. Spends time with a man more than you. Has moved a man into your house where he spends time with them. Sleeping downstairs with that man instead of your wife.
She goes, oh my God. It's so funny to think that there's several.
It doesn't read well on paper.
It's funny to think that there's several days where Carla just walked around being like, he's gay.
I guess him and Dave are going down to the boudoir to pound fuck each other.
Oh, I guess we'll just co-parent Isabella and we'll find a way to...
Nah, if Dave's dick went in my butt, they'd have heard. They would have heard the noise I would have made. Oh. Yeah. That'd open me up like fucking blade vampire mouths.
Tighten up.
That's so great. So you ran into him, and then he was weird, and then walked away. You were already hammered.
Yeah.
Did you think you owed him one, maybe?
It didn't occur to me who Bruce was until I walked away from him, and I go, oh, man, I dodged another bullet.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Now they're mad at you. Now they're going to roofie you and really take your ass.
Yeah, you're going to wake up, and you go, we could have done this the easy way.
And you know who's going to turn you in? Will.
Damn.
He's like, you should have called me on my birthday, Bill.
Should have wished me a happy birthday.
Should have wished me a happy birthday. Now you're getting rammed out by Chris and Bruce.
I just like the Grease musical. That's it.
That's the only one. But you love it.
You love it too, and I'm not gay, and you're not gay.
I do love it, but when we said we were going to do Halloween together, you said you were Sandy. You called it like I was going to call it first. I'm Sandy. I go, okay. You could be her. I already got the full leather outfit.
I'm bad Sandy.
Yeah, you're definitely going to be bad Sandy. None of that fucking weak middle of the movie bullshit.
We never had this conversation. You're being a big shot.
What?
Damn.
What's a big shot about that?
You're being a big shot.
Thank you.
Is that the Sandy outfit? You could buy that. Can you look up extra large men's dirty Sandy outfit? Bad Sandy? Christine, for a man, please.
Bad Sandy for a man.
Yeah. If they don't make it, just so you know, Amazon, you're fucking getting canceled.
Dude, I love that it actually...
You're being exclusionary.
I actually love that it's called the Bad Sandy.
Yeah.
Bitch is bad.
A bad Sandy. That's what I call jerking off on a beach. Getting a bad Sandy.
I call it a cat's lick.
It's a plus size.
Thank you. Oh, Lou. All day long, dude.
Yeah, dude. Be fucking large. Be large Sandy.
And I'll be Zuko.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. You can get that. Look, we can get that dunk into that leather.
All right, Lou. If you'll sing the song with me, I'll get the plus size Sandy costume. I'm not going to be happy, but the footage will be worth it. I will do that. Can I tell you something?
It goes up to a 5X.
Perfect. Get me that one. I will. I'm a 2X man.
5X.
I'm definitely a 5X woman. I wouldn't fuck me if I was a chick. Although, let's see how I look in this bad Sandy outfit. Lou, if you agree to sing the entire song with me as Danny Zuko, I'll dress up like Sandy. And I'll go, tell me about it, stud.
But we're going to have to get you a good wig for your Travolta hair.
You better shape up. Be the man.
Sure, I can do that. I'm going to have to cut some weight, but yes.
No. Neither of us are cutting weight.
No.
We're going just how we are right now.
Yeah, you guys are game ready.
The real Sandy had to be sewn into those pants.
Christine, can you look up plus-size Danny Zuko costumes now? Man, the inside of leather stretch pants that you would put me in would not smell good. That's coming out sticky. How much y'all sweat in leather pants? Oh, Danny Zuko jock uniform? Oh, you have to wear that one. That's right, Lou. You got to take that one and take it off.
Yeah, you got to have the black shirt under it.
You don't need a leather jacket. We don't have to go crazy with this. I just want you in a super tight black shirt and tight pants like me, but a boy version.
Okay.
And Christine can be pregnant Rizzo. Not pregnant Rizzo. She's not pregnant, right. You could be whore Rizzo who thought she was pregnant. This way, when people ask, why aren't you drinking, you go, bun in the oven. People who saw
it. I can't believe that chick did the podcast with the pregnant belly.
That really took you back, huh?
Yeah, sorry, that wasn't today.
That's on Thursday's episode.
Yeah.
You can't believe porn happens with... I mean, that was the...
No, I know it does. I've seen
that
it.
That was I'm telling you, that was the best case scenario of pregnancy porn. She was only fucking her boyfriend, I guess the father of the kid, and a girl. It's not as crazy. There's some, dude, where it's like 20-person gangbang on a pregnant chick. I don't think any of those guys are the father. I don't think not even one of them is. Which does make it more tawdry.
It does.
Apparently, though, that's a good way to get pregnant is to just, like, have a gangbang and then let the sperm fight it out.
Jesus.
And then the best sperm wins.
Dude, Jacob's face.
Sex at dawn.
What?
That's my bibliography for that information.
They're just like, hey, just fucking get cream pied by the whole block.
What the fuck
Someone's getting in there.
You want to get pregnant and have a gangbang? Like, clearly.
So scientifically, apparently that's the best way to get pregnant.
Yeah, 40 loads a night.
40 loads,
it'll happen
40
eventually.
Nights.
If it doesn't, you weren't meant to have kids.
Yeah, dude. Sorry.
If you don't get pregnant from raw dog cream pie gangbangs.
Your oven's broken.
Then she gets to go, oh, I forgot for the last year I've been wearing an IUD. You're like, I go, did you just try to get 40-person gangbangs all year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a
no.
stinker.
Yes. Yeah. You can't get gangbanged by 40 guys a night, Christine.
No.
Then we're going to have to need you to tighten up. You think I caused an accident today somewhere? Crawley. England, Dan, you didn't tell us a whole ton.
I'm never traveling to a white country again. I'm done going to white countries.
Why?
Canada, UK, they both got me.
Yeah, they really do.
Now, Canada, you know, Canada, I got COVID on the last fucking day, or maybe, I don't know. I probably got it in Austin and then didn't pop until Winnipeg.
I told you 3 years ago when you went to Wuhan that you should just stay in the country and do
I'll
work
fucking
here.
Eat that bat, dude.
You're like, no, dude, I'm on the wet market circuit out there. It's
sorry, dude,
great.
I'm crushing. I do these fish eye jokes that fucking murder.
Sorry, dude, my bat suit piece, though.
But I went to England and I got there, flew there overnight, and then the hotel wasn't ready. And then, you know, like you call in and you're like, all right, I didn't really sleep on the plane. And so then I went and saw Jurassic Park. We covered that on Thursday.
Oh, sure.
That shit show. We briefly touch it. We'll talk about more as people see it.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't great.
Wasn't great. But then got to, you know, Sunday hung out. Dude, my allergies went fucking nuts over there. Apparently their hay fever in London is like one of the worst it's been in a long time.
Wow. Also, there's scurvy and other old-timey English ailments.
Yeah. I also got caught with sea monsters tickle. That's yeah. Where...
I got bit by fucking Nessie.
Yeah. But when I got there, I was sick. I had a head cold.
I got fog poisoning.
Jack the Ripper got me. I was sick as fuck last Thursday. After we did the last bonfire, I woke up on Thursday and had a head cold. Mm. And was like worried it was COVID, checked it wasn't. And I was like, all right, I just have a head cold and it's bad. And then it got pretty bad and I went to England and I was like, all right, well, take NyQuil and DayQuil. I'll do the usual. And thought I was fighting out of it. Did Sunday, woke up with bad allergies Monday, but then went and did the show. Show was great. You know, it was like a small little comedy club. People were there. Damian Lewis came out. It was like fun to see him. I haven't seen him since he stopped being on Billions. And so just hung out.
Spoiler alert, dude. I'm a season behind.
All right. Well, fucking catch up. Tighten up. Woke up Tuesday. My shit was gone. My voice was gone. And tried all day to like, I went, walked around. You know when it's like you're sick and you feel like shit and you're walking around and it's hot? It was like hot in London.
Dude, me and you are so, with each other, I think particularly, two pretty gabbing bitches on the phone because we just can't even stop. I called Dan just to check on him, and it was the day after you went back because you had to cancel another one.
Yeah, I canceled Tuesday and Thursday. Right, I lost my Thursday, voice so Tuesday and I lost
I
my voice
I spoke to you
Thursday.
Thursday, and Thursday I called. You were like, I think I was telling you about the airplane getting canceled and everything, and you were like, right away he was like, dude, I really can't talk. Like,
yeah,
it's just, it was hurts, bad. And I can't talk at all. And like 20 minutes later, we're like, and Dan still like goes, oh, it'd be funny if he said that. Yeah, you still just like, can't stop doing
I was
it.
Like, I'm sorry. I was like holding my neck.
He being first like, said, he goes, I can't talk. And I went, of course, I was like, dude, totally. And then one more thing was said, and then we're just doing
the thing.
Oh, we're
talking shit about all the new Netflix specials.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even, can you believe that fucking Pete raps? What the fuck is that?
Why is Pete rapping?
And then I'm like, oh, yeah, dude, I can't. It hurts so fucking bad. Wednesday's show was fun. But it sucked because my voice, I was basically like trying to talk the whole time, just being like, you guys ever go on dates? But the crowds were awesome. Ton of Bonfire fans from across the pond, some Americans.
Nice.
But I had a really good time besides being extremely fucking sick and having to miss Tuesday and Thursday.
And the horrible food.
The food, you know what, dude? By the end of it, I loved the full English.
Yeah.
I was bummed I was supposed to do Adam Rowe's podcast and, couldn't make it to Liverpool.
Adam Rowe.
Is from Liverpool, British comedian. You might have met him when he came over.
Oh, okay. So it's not like I'm combining two. No, I'm thinking Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs.
Oh, no,
and
no.
Adam, what's his
he's
face?
A comic from
the first Man versus Food.
He's a super funny comic from the UK.
Yeah.
Nice. And they have a podcast called Have a Word, which if you go over there, you should do it. Shane was on it. They're a fun podcast. I was looking forward to it, and I fucking woke up on Thursday. Wednesday, I was like, oh, cool. I could talk again. It's only going to get better.
Yeah.
I got steroids, you know? I went and saw the doctor on Tuesday, gave me steroids.
Juicing up?
Juice. I was just fucking Lyle Alzado in it.
You shizzing a little bit?
And Wednesday, I was like, oh, cool. I did the show, but I was like, Thursday will be better. I'll wake up and it'll be fine. And I woke up to take a piss on Thursday morning at like 6 in the morning, and I was like, that's all I could make. I was like, oh, fuck.
Damn, man.
Thursday, you called me late evening. It was like about like 9 o'clock when I talked to you. Yeah. And that's when I was like, hey, man. And then I just steamed and watched the whole season of The Offer, which I told you I didn't like the first episode, but then I loved it.
Got great.
I loved it. Robert Evans.
Barry. I'm doing Barry now.
Do Barry, but also check it out because the Robert Evans, did you start watching it? Booby, baby. get into it.
Baby Booby.
Come on.
Baby Booby.
Remember Kid Notorious and all that? Mm-hmm. He's like a character in there, and the guy that does him does the voice.
Yeah, yeah. That's fucking great. Yeah. So it's funny you don't really have any like adventurous stories of the trip because you were sick so much of it.
Yeah, that's what
just
it was.
Just the shows, good shows.
I did four shows. All the shows were great. It was great. But I really, I hung out with a couple comics, you know, Dave and Lee, and we just like, I couldn't smoke weed because my throat was shut down. So I started eating their edibles. I'll tell you right now, British edibles ain't shit. British edibles ain't shit, and their air conditioning ain't shit.
Because they don't flavor things, so they don't put weed in their edibles.
They go, oh, I missed a
part. Oh, I'm sorry. That's extra.
Ooh. But I got hooked up through Dave. Like, his buddy was like, oh, I'll bring you like 150 milligrams of chocolates.
Like, what does that even mean?
But I know the 150 milligrams, so I was like,
But that might be the world's largest Hershey's Kiss or a fucking speck. I don't know. Stupid metric. What does it mean?
But the weed, you know the weed dosage, 150 milligrams.
I don't.
Yeah, you do. So I ate half of it thinking I was going to get fucked up, and I was fine. And
then how many ounces of weed is it?
I don't know. I was sick, and then I couldn't get high off the edibles, and I was just like, this fucking sucks.
How many miles of weed was it? Can you give it to me in miles of weed?
I'm going
to
give you 4 kilometers of THC. But and then I came back. I flew back to Boston, drove home with Katie and Myrtle, and then woke up yesterday fucking crazy sick. Mm-hmm. Like, yellow snot. I'm on antibiotics, but it was like, dude, I don't know why I was sick for fucking 12 days, but no more white countries.
Yeah.
I'm only doing Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Or fucking Asia.
Central Africa.
Yeah. Get ready, dude. You're going to see my... I'm not even going to South Africa.
No. It's too white.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do South America. I'll do Central America.
Dan's doing the Congo for expats.
Yeah, dude. Come on out. Drink some coconut juice and watch me fucking rip.
Some juice?
Yeah. But it was overall, man, I liked going to London, and it was cool seeing how many Bonfire fans were there, and I'm excited. Awesome. I'll go back next year and do actual shows where I can talk, because that sucked.
You heard that, Fiore? You heard that, Andy Fiore? Next year, you'll get to do the same 2 days again. Nice.
I'll give you two more.
Two more days.
Let's take a break and eat some of these donuts.
I was going to say, let's take a break, and when we come back, can we watch Amy Babe's
yes.
new song?
Shout out to the camper that sent it to us. Yes.
New song.
New song, dude. She's new song. Going. Video premiere. She's right here, live going, on the bonfire. Dude. I'm sorry I'm so unhealthy.
Right here on the bonfire. I'll see if I say it happens. Right here on the bonfire.
He's like just thinking about Will and Michelle.
God, you're so pissed off about your girlfriend and brother fighting.
Yeah, you guys got me thrown. Ruined my birthday.
Whoa!
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
One of five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Goose.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Bueno note, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled BABBEL.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, back to the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
Took a rolling in the
arcade. If you guys were wondering, Jay and Lou nailed it frame by frame. They did the song.
Come on, Lou.
Come on.
We stayed out till 10 o'clock.
Whoa.
Summer sun, something's begun. But the summer now. Come on, Lou.
Do I look drunk? I can't do this sober.
Can you do the full movie drunk? Like, if you were drunk, oh, would you know every song? If you were hammered...
Why don't you shut up, crater face?
What if you were hammered, do you think we could take you to, like, one of those musical theater bars near Times Square, near Broadway, and they played the piano, you would go nuts.
Hickey from Kanicki's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't even have to be that drunk. No, but like karaoke, not one of those piano bars where...
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm talking about. Those piano bars where you see a nice Bruce and little Larry.
Can you dig it? I knew that you could. Yeah. Hopelessly devoted to you. Drunk Lou, getting sad. I think the sleeper chick in this one was Frenchie.
A lot of straight people like Greece.
Bet she was a whore.
Yeah, sure, dude.
Who's your favorite girl? Sandy. That was your gal?
Oh, yeah. I had a crush on Sandy, sure.
I like Dinah Manoff. She was a pig. She was the one who got all dressed up, squeezed her titties up, and then fucked the guy.
That's the one I liked.
They didn't make a thing about that at all. The guy hosting the TV show came to a high school and started making out with one of the fucking girls.
Yeah, guy grabbed a chick.
Crazy.
But that's crazy. That was the one I liked.
Thank you, fans and friends and odds and ends. And now for you gals
and you know, she became the bitchy older, boring sister on Empty Nest.
That's what it's all about, after all. That was her?
She banged this guy, rest in peace.
Who?
This guy.
Oh, yeah. Guys, gals, dudes all around this town. Vince Fontaine. Vince Fontaine, right? Yes. Did she bang him? He was definitely making out with her. He was grabbing a tit and everything. And they were playing high school students.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Seniors, though. I guess it's all good in the hood, huh?
Yeah, I guess when
you think Bowser dunked his dude on something?
I don't know.
Bobba da bobba, hang a dang dang, a hang a dang dang, too much teeth. Oh, also the nerd girl I thought was surprisingly hot. Yeah. They really made her like this dumb fucking, like, beat it, nerd bitch. Like, easily one of the hottest girls in the movie.
Well, then the lady that danced with the bad guy was just like a woman. She was just like a woman, that one in the middle right there.
Spanish lady?
Yeah, Spanish lady.
Oh, yeah, she was just a fuck. This girl had three kids already.
Yeah, dude.
The best dancer at St. Bernadette's.
worst reputation.
And she's
Why don't you shut your mouth, crater face? I don't know why he says it so weird like that. Christine, can you find the crater face line? It's the weirdest like accent he has in that. Something crater face.
Damn, dude, I want to get Lou drunk and just watch him do all the songs.
Oh, my God.
Watch him sing just like a merry seaman.
I'm going to fucking hand jive with him.
Oh, man, you'll get into it.
Dude, me and Lou hand jiving? We're born to hand jive. Yes, Black Lou?
A great odd throuple night.
Yeah.
Oh, Grease night?
You know. Grease night. Grease sing along.
I tell you what, you got to make that three.
I mean, I'll go toe to toe.
You got to make that three, 4 days into the week.
Yes.
Because it's got to bring everybody back together. Grease will bond everyone.
Yes.
That's the move. Jacob's warming up to it because I know he's getting.
Agent. He just said
he's
got
to be getting blasted on social media by people wanting this show. If you're not seeing it at all, but people are definitely asking for odd throuple.
Someone
a
said,
lot.
"Tell Jacob I'll pay him $50,000 to do it."
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'd have to get that money too.
Jacob.
Here's the problem.
We're not doing favored nations here, Lou.
Here's the problem with that, Jacob. I can't have you be at half. I can't have you be super stoked on the money thing because then you're going to go in there and it's not going to unfold naturally.
I need you to do it for the art.
You know what? I'm an artiste. I'll nail it.
No, I don't want you to act.
No, I know.
I want you to be upset with Lou's decisions.
It's going
to
come very naturally.
It will. It will. Yeah, she was definitely 50 in this movie, Cha Cha LaRue.
At least 45.
Well, should we get that music video?
Yeah.
We got sent a new music video from a Bonfire artist that we love so much. Who tweeted it at us? Bring that up.
Juliana Rose.
Juliana Rose tweeted it at us. New song from Amy Babiaby.
Amy Babiaby.
Amy Babiaby.
Party till I die. Oh, Mi Vida Loca? I like that
it's
movie.
For the fans, dude. Says it right up the top.
Oh, so there's going to be nudity?
It's pretty sexy.
What do you think the fans are?
We'll see.
All right, we're about to find out. If the opening shot isn't her gaping asshole, then this is not for the fans.
Maybe it might be a slow roll.
You think, Dan?
I don't know.
You don't think it got their fans really wanted to start with five? Oh, my God, three songs it took for us to finally get to this girl's gaper. Go on. Play it. I bet there's no.
For the fans, yo.
Oh, OnlyFans. Dude, she might be doing some OnlyFans shit.
That might be what this means for the fans. Oh, she's grilling.
What?
She got a grill.
What the fuck? The production value has...
It's getting worse.
Gotten worse, somehow.
She must have moved to a different apartment.
What the fuck?
She lost her camera people that wanted to fuck her in the building. Look at this, geese.
Dude, was that your fucking pussies out?
I guess they got to blur out her... I guess her fucking lab was hanging out the side.
Plus...
No, these dancers, by the way, are not her friends.
No, this is something that you make at a local bar for the owner for his birthday.
Yeah, really? It's all the girls who work there?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like a tilted kilt Christmas present.
Yeah. Go back, though, because I want to hear her fucking busting her flow.
The girls aren't her friends at all.
Wow, because you can see what a mean girl thing to say, Jay.
No, they're I'm telling
you. That's so mean girl of you.
They're just hires, clearly, because yeah. they're not engaging with her at all. They're just doing their own thing.
Yeah, they're looking off camera like, is this fucking for real?
Is this for real? Yet?
Is this for real?
I'll tell you what, it's got significantly better choreography than Comeback King by Corey Feldman. Dare I say Amy Babiaby's a better dancer than Corey Feldman?
Damn.
You heard it here first.
Was that old Lou from the first video? Damn, dude,
She's really starting to become like a mom or something.
Why is he naked?
Why does she have a pool noodle in a bar?
Suck my farta?
Go back
that up, dude.
Back that up.
Hasta la vista. Hasta la vista is where you need to remember it.
Also, she's not even Spanish.
Yeah, well,
guess who is, Lou? Go ahead, play it.
Suck me la farta.
Oh, you came at a weird time, admittedly.
Yeah, that wasn't a good time.
It's a crazy foreign girl rapping about farting.
We're watching a music video to close it out, I promise.
Everybody in the house.
Yeah. Welcome to the bonfire for the first time in the studio.
DJ Lou's lovely girlfriend. Yeah, second time in the bonfire. She did the...
I was gone.
The show. No.
Oh, the Moon Tower. Oh, yeah. Moon Tower. I mean in the studio.
This is the first time in studio.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I said she did the live show thing. We're saying the same thing and arguing about it.
I'm...
Every Lou's birthday, we get like this with each other.
God.
You guys get all frazzled?
We're fighting for his love.
Huge fan of Bennington. Huge fan of Jim and Sam. Listen every day.
Welcome to the show. Lou's trying to make his birthday hibernating, doesn't want to talk about it or anything.
I know. He told me not to do anything, so I figured just a small sliver of cake would be okay.
Is that okay with you, Lou?
Is that okay that she loves you and brought you treats for your birthday?
I mean, we just had cake.
Will this be the first of your birthdays where you don't hit her?
Strike her for bringing you sweets?
I didn't put her in the
bill. You know I worry about my diabetes.
No, I get it all from my drinks.
How did you get in the building?
I organized this. It was called Operation Cupcake with Christine and Black Lou.
Damn. Yeah.
And she stole your badge.
Yeah. Also, when you were asleep last night with your badge still on.
Yeah. Idiot.
You fucking idiot. You've given up security clearance to this place several times.
Wow. It just made Lou uncomfortable he got up here.
I don't like birthdays. I told you all this.
Why? How old are you now? What's the day?
It's 40. This is why.
Why? Because people are asking you how old you are?
Yeah, what are you, a Dominican Little Leaguer? What are you so worried about?
It's fine, dude. I'm not going to turn you in for anything.
Yeah, can we go back to watching Amy Baby?
No.
Even though she did just say, suck my farta.
Yeah, can you, Christine, go back to the suck my farta line, please?
Yeah, that just...
Michelle's Spanish. She can translate.
No, I think I know what suck my farta means.
Here it comes.
Suck me la farta. Yeah, suck my girl fart. Oh, she's explaining it now. Me la farta is... She brings that line back a few times.
Damn, this song sucks.
She's a one-hit wonder. She sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever fucking weirdo behind her is just pushing this.
Who's making it? Again, you always gotta look at the producer and you see
it's
the guy's
that guy. Back. It's that old guy.
That's the guy who made it? That's... Come on, baby, I'll fund it.
Yeah, he goes, I'll do you a little dancey dance.
It's not Lou. It does sound a lot like our impression of Lou, though.
It's not, though.
But it's not, though. But it's the funniest watching these paid strippers not enjoying hanging out with her.
Yeah, they're like, I guess you told us you'd give us $100 for the day.
What a...
Unsexy ass slapping I've ever seen.
Now there's unsexier ass slapping than that.
Did they think this was going to be a cool rap video?
Yeah, I don't know. Ugh. What are the views? The views got to be going way down on these things.
What, from her first song?
Yeah, Party All the Time was a hit.
Party All the Time was like a legit TikTok hit.
Oh, was it on TikTok too?
Yeah.
Chin Up High's got
1.4 million.
1.4 milli, dude.
I don't care.
Take that to the bank. This is shot so much better.
Nah, dude. We just love the song so much.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't care.
I thought that she was deaf at first.
Party till I die.
I can't
hear her sirens. Welcome back.
DJ Lou, it's your birthday. We're trying to celebrate. I know you hate it, and we're trying to avoid talking about it by putting on Amy Baby.
Happy birthday, dude.
But we wanted you to have a good birthday.
Well, then you would have got me some campaign, I guess.
You want to go to a Turkish bathhouse with me and whack off next to each other?
What do you want to do?
You want to go to a race? Dude, it's your day.
Want to go to a race car drive?
Yeah.
Want to go drive race cars?
Can you say what the two of you are doing? I mean, is it dinner?
Not even today.
Not even today.
Saving that for later in the week, because we had a very busy day today.
Why don't you guys go get couples pictures from Kmart?
Oh my God. Better yet, go to Times Square, Madame Tussauds.
Go to Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
You can take a picture with Jimmy Kimmel, made of wax.
A wax Jimmy Kimmel? You could do a lot worse than that on your birthday, Lou.
Fucking A.
Would you like to see DJ Lou in booty shorts?
They bought him booty shorts.
What color?
Black.
Black.
Babe, they're still calling me gay and making fun of my outrageous ass.
No one thinks he's gay. No one. He's saying all this.
Catch.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to wear these.
Yeah, right?
For my birthday.
Yeah.
Which is on Monday.
Whoa.
Fuck birthdays.
Wow. You can't tell her not to like her birthday.
Yeah, she can love her birthdays.
Right, she can love her birthday, but enough of the birthday.
She doesn't even want a present, dude. She just wants you to put on your thick boy pants.
That won't even fit around.
Yes, they will.
They got so much
stretch.
Gig. Yeah, they got. They're supposed to stretch over the thing.
Your butt's going to get hugged so nicely in those.
Oh, dude, do some like front bends in front of her, and she'll probably be able to see your knob through your pants.
Dude, just... install a light bulb. Just climb up on a ladder in those. See if she doesn't smack that booty.
Little flash photography. See if we can see Bean through that.
Oh, what? Is there a ghost in the room or is it just a large wiener?
Oh, there you go. You guys got to take pictures like this.
Yeah, you guys got to go take birthday pictures.
Aww.
Lou didn't say it out loud, but you could tell he wished that you and Will would make up.
Yeah. I do too.
Oh, all right. Oh. Here we go. We're building bridges. We're mending fences.
Well, looks like Will's the villain, the villain, if you will.
No, dude, we're gonna make. Yeah, DJ Lou's not liking this.
There's nothing comfortable about today.
What are you talking about, dude? We're gonna mend fences today with cake. With cupcakes.
Dude, we've got cupcakes. We've got baked goods. Cupcakes. We've got custom made shirts from Brendan. Come on, dude. BGF Designs.
Lou's going through a lot. I don't know if he told you, but he bumped into his gay boyfriend again the other day, and
Bruce did.
He almost had to go home with him.
Bruce was bad as all hell.
He had to make a last game time decision not go home with him again.
It wasn't the other day.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, how'd you run into him?
At the gay bar.
The same place you met him first time. Gay bar.
Wait, is it a gay bar?
Hunts Point? No. You don't just hang out at a gay bar, do you?
No, the bar that I ran into, Whiskey Roads. Whiskey Roads, shout out.
Shout out Whiskey Roads.
Shout out Whiskey Roads. Gay friendly. Gay encouraging.
That's the one he told you about.
Yeah. Where you watched them have sex while he watched them masturbate.
No, that's the one. You know that show that you like? The Pedophile Hunters?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the place.
That they hunt?
His friend was from.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Wait. You can't slander somebody. It's illegal. I'm going to have to dump that.
Wait, did they?
I didn't say his name.
Did they hunt?
Tom Johnson, confirmed pedophile.
Did they hunt a pedo at that bar?
A friend of mine from high school turned out to be a pedo.
Turned out to be. Lou thought they were in love.
I didn't have a word for it.
I didn't know what love was yet.
What kind of pedo? How'd he get caught?
What kind of pedo? The one who fucks kids.
Yeah.
He fell for a diet pedo.
Oh, he's pedo light. Yeah. He goes for like a 15, 16.
A sodium.
He was talking to an undercover cop on one of those sites for young girls.
He lucked out. He really hit the shittiest possible thing. Could have just been an asshole on the internet trying to humiliate you.
Yeah, guy.
But he got actual cops.
Guy with a catchphrase that just corners you when you're trying to go get a fucking car detailed.
Bro.
My guy.
Yo, my guy.
Even the one that's kind of cool ended up, isn't he like a insurrection guy?
Nice.
Not an insurrection guy, but like a MAGA guy.
Oh, the guy that I went out with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time. He's all pedophile hunts and fucking get out of my country and fucking keep your fucking bullshit health care.
Damn, dude.
I'll buy my own health care.
Guys ride or die.
And trans are gross. But I'll tell you what's grosser, slightly. Pedophiles.
Just by a hair. DJ Lou, we wanted you to have a great birthday, and we wanted you to celebrate. It was very sweet. Michelle wanted to come to the studio.
It was very sweet. But when someone says they don't like birthdays, like...
Yeah, you just listen to them.
No, you gotta, like, say, hey, let's just skip the birthday shit.
Look, I know you think you don't like birthdays, but you love cupcakes. You love booty shorts. You love wearing booty shorts.
I hate attention.
You love chocolate cake.
You love chocolate cake.
Oh, look at that. Time's up.
You're being really rude right now, Lou.
Yeah, we have a minute.
It's my party. I'll cry if I want to, Christine.
Bad birthday.
Solstice birthday. Doesn't even give a shit.
Longest day of the year. It's just a long day. Long day of bullshit for Lou.
I'm sorry whatever those gay guys did to you at that bar, Lou.
Are you 50?
Or whatever. Is that why you're so mad?
No, but I'm not going to tell you when I will be.
Last year?
When you were 50?
No, I'm not
going to tell you when I was.
No.
You have gray dick hairs yet?
Oh, look at that. You guys want to plug something? You got 25
seconds. Yeah, BJComedy.com.
Done.
What's going on with your dick hair? Is it gray?
Do those critters do anything to you on your birthday?
What did they do to you?
Dude, enjoy your birthday.
He came back. DJ ask where the other guy was? Did you ask where Bruce was?
Everyone wish DJ Lou a happy birthday.
I guess what I just have to say to you is, are you gay?
Well, let's get you in them shorts and we'll find out if I'm gay.
Happy birthday, Lou.
And happy birthday, Bruce.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Rack your look for spring at Nordstrom Rack and save up to 60% on brands you love. Rag & Bone, Vince, Marc Jacobs, Adidas, Joe's, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. Score new dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and sunglasses, plus updates for the family and home. Get your spring on for less, up to 60% less, today at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.